Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what was the mysterious figure that appeared to a deer? Huh?
Leave it.
Was a mysterious figure that appeared to a deer under deep in the woods.
Under
appeared
headlights?
To be a deer. A deer. Yes. So the word bee was omitted and that totally changed everything.
Well, we're talking about a beer and not a deer. What are we talking about?
A deer. A deer in the woods. And it was supposed to say, yeah, okay, so I missed one word, and that's what totally threw the context.
Oh, my God. You need to leave that intro. That was one of the best things I've ever heard.
What was the mysterious figure that appeared? It still doesn't make any sense. Stand by. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. What was the mysterious figure that appeared to be a deer, but wasn't? Deep in the woods.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Get all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all of the stuff, all there for you. Literally the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, all of it commercial free, over at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Hope everybody enjoyed that extended intro there. I just thought, let's keep rolling. These bloopers are fun.
So, oh, it was all a blooper.
Yeah, I mean, I just, missing one word in this headline completely threw me for a loop. I'm like,
what was the deer?
That's the question. What was a mysterious figure that appeared to be a deer, but
it
wasn't?
It was probably a freaking deer.
But it wasn't a deer.
How do you know?
Because they eventually realized it wasn't a deer.
I got to hear this story.
I'm going to read it like a northerner. So I'm going to go to like...
Oh my God, you're Wisconsin.
I'm going to go to my roots. Yeah, I'm not good at that. Like, I have to like really like, I think more Michigan or something or Minnesota. So anyway. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. You ready for me to jump into this?
It was a deer.
Oh, yeah. You know, okay. One story I want to tell you happened to me just the other day up by Menasha. I was walking into the Pick and Save, and they had a big sale on the green and gold cheese wheel. I thought, oh, okay. But this just hit me anyway. Yeah, I've had a few encounters with the paranormal. Last Thursday evening, before we had a large storm come through our crab orchard, got them crab apples. Can't eat them. Cows love them. Sometimes I like to go down there and just stick a couple in my mouth. And, it's like, oh, those are sour. I spit them out a little bit and, you know, maybe they'll grow a new one. You never know. Around the hamlet, found myself on a hilltop that overlooked Crab Orchard. While I sat there enjoying the breeze of the upcoming storm, I look over in a field at what I thought was a buck. A buck was out there lying in the field up against the tree line. I thought, what? My gosh. I wonder what he's doing. I bet he's wondering. When the Packers are going to be playing again, I thought it was strange in color, but this past year has been crazy for everyone. And Mother Nature is never an exception. No, she isn't. I was probably about 100 or 200 yards from this buck, you know, and I've been a hunter, a redneck, a hillbilly all my life. And I was born and bred in this area. You know, I got lots of cousins here, a couple aunts and uncles. Some of them are no longer with us. God rest their souls. You know, and there was only that one time, you know, that, you know, we don't talk about it much, but I was one less uncle after that Thanksgiving. And we don't talk about it anymore. No. Oh, no. We had the Jell-O that year with the carrots in it. And no. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I like the black olives better. I know. But, you know, you take what you can get and, you know, bless them. Bless them all. I've run in.
Keep going. I don't. The funny thing is only like 1/3 of this is actually the letter.
And I apologize. And the thing is, it's written from somebody from Kentucky. So I'm changing things to fit the story a little bit anyway. So
oh, really?
I hope the Kentucky person enjoys being represented as a Wisconsinite. I run the trails of the mountains from Pike to some other ones in the northern north to the Smoky Mountains in the south, because that's something a Wisconsinite would do. I'm also been watching while this thing began to stand up. I've seen bucks and does rise up before, but this thing was strange. The buck stood up like a human, but taller. It crossed the field on its hind legs, you know, and from the tree line to the edge of the hill. I was on in mere minutes. That's what appeared to me. It appeared to change from a deer to some sort of rotten-like figure. Smelled really bad, kind of like that day when Jerry down at the funeral, when they lost power at the funeral home and the morgue. Yeah. That was stinky. P.U. Yeah, P.U. That was not good for the Our Ladies of Grace garage outdoor flea sale right next door. There was a lot of kids. They were trying to sell the caramel apples, and nobody wanted to buy the caramel apples. And there were
what the hell.
All the kids,
you know, it stunk so bad.
The morgue, I mean, they lost power and it started smelling. And it was, oh my, the kids were in that jump house. And did you see the, oh my God, it was not buckets. They were using trash cans to mop up that thing because everybody, they smelled it. They knew what it was. And then some kids started saying, oh my God, my grandma was in there, and they're like, oh my God, your grandma smells so bad. And the kids just got so upset, and they got into fisticuffs. And anyway.
Did you just say fisticuffs? Okay.
When it was fully upright from where I said it, probably 8 feet tall. Just had an odor that couldn't be described properly. I've been an undertaker for most of my life and had experienced decomp smells that had made hardened police officers and crooners vomit. I know I've done my fair share every now and then, you know? Yeah, nothing smells. No, it's not. It is not magically delicious. Nothing like that I've smelled, but once before in the back mums of the area. That's another experience. The thing had eyes that glowed and a set of antlers on its head, but the head was a skull, emaciated deer-looking head. I know this thing seen me sitting there, but it wouldn't come up on the hill. I watched it for what seemed for hours. Like I said, it wouldn't or couldn't come up the hill. At that point, I really was relieved. It didn't seem to be advancing any further than it was. So I thought, you know, maybe it's sitting over there and maybe found a squirrel or something to play with, you know? You know, I kept thinking about why I was keeping its distance. Not that I was, surging over the fact. Please keep in mind, I'm writing these days after the fact so I can give better details of what happened without the adrenaline and emotional effects of the situation here, you know? After what seemed hours, the entity slowly crossed back over the field to the tree line and disappeared into the woods. Just like that. In the woods and gone. I didn't see it again. I I did swing into the Taco Bell after this, though. And, you know, I got one of them cravings boxes. And, oh, my goodness. It was good, but, you know, it's not quite like that venison. You know, I was hoping maybe I could get the demon deer. Or maybe, you know, if it's out in the road a little bit, you know. I bet demon deer would be really good. What you think would be spicy? You know, if it's a demon deer? I don't know. Or gamey? My aunt Matilda doesn't like the gamey deer. Now, there was that one year on Easter where we had a little bit of that gamey, we had a gamey ham, you know, the one that was in the freezer for 5 years. And we thought, it's fine. A little freezer burn won't hurt nobody. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was real sad.
I know.
I'd never seen a case of ringworm that bad ever, you know, and it was sad. I'd never heard of anyone dying of the ringworm, but, you know, I thought it tasted okay. I took a couple Pepto-Bismols and I was fine. I can't help it that Aunt Clara, you know, that just didn't work out well. Anyway, thanks for letting me share my ghost story.
Excuse me. This is where you would normally say thoughts. And thoughts? I would say, what the fuck?
Thoughts?
Like, I can't. I don't know what part of that was real. I know a lot of what wasn't real. Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
It was the deer thing in the woods.
The jello with the carrots, that's horrifying. I mean, we can all agree on that.
Just thinking of all of the...
That's demonic in itself. Like, yeah. If that comes out at a meal,
yeah.
Everybody run.
Like, go
get the cravings box at Taco Bell.
And it's always green jello too. It's like bastardizing the best flavor.
Because you want it green jello with the orange carrots and it's got that colorful contrast.
Yeah. It's
the 60s were so all about that.
It's great. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting.
The whole thing was, if I dilute that down into what I think is the story, with all respect to the person from Kentucky, so they were outside and they saw what looked to be a buck get up on its hind legs and appear to be like 8 feet tall.
And then almost kind of
like that for hours.
It kind of like shape-shifted a bit. It's like it took on a different form as well. So, and then kind of literally disappeared into, you know, through a fence line into the woods. So that is, you know, that's a weird one. It reminds me a lot of the goat man stories that are going on out there where it's something that is kind of like that. It's like it looks, you know, like an animal, but it's walking on its hind legs. I guess not quite like this animated version of I'm seeing like from like Rudolph or something, but I think like more, what is like the character, Minotaur or something?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Centaur.
Centaur, but more like with either a goat-type body or some beast-type body, you know, in that family. So, I don't know. Those are very interesting stories. I've heard a handful of them over the years, but they are very fantastical. But if you see something like that, you know, how the hell else do you describe it? You know, if that's what you saw, I mean, I think you'd just be kind of, I'd be more scared of sharing that story than I would be like, and I saw a ghost, you know, in my hallway, just because I think you'd get so much more judgment on that. But there's a lot of people that have these experiences, so you're not alone.
Well, yeah, because people would be like, yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, you saw a demon in your house? I believe.
Yeah.
That. No.
There's a lot of credible, like, otherwise completely, you know, normal people. It's like, yeah, this happened. I don't know what it was. So, yeah. Hope you enjoyed my rendition of your story. I didn't do this. I didn't do South. I did complete North. So I guess maybe that's kind of funny, you know, because like the Northern folks will make fun of Southern accents and Southern accent folks will make fun of Northern accents. And kind of doing a story from the opposite side with the wrong accent. There you go. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Next one says, I was 16 years old when I moved into this old farmhouse located at a small town in Arkansas. It was moved into our town from a farm in Grapevine, Arkansas, and had a basic four-room layout, living room, kitchen, two bedrooms with one bathroom. My mom was nice enough to let me have the larger room that had big windows on two of the four walls. When we first moved in, it seemed like a normal house. It had a lovely wraparound porch, and our garage was under the home, so we sat up rather high on the hill. We had a cute little stream that ran next to the home, and I was only a block from my high school, making mornings a bit easier to roll out of bed. Our first ghostly experience wasn't even my own. My best friend at the time had been staying with us on and off throughout the week. We both worked at a local restaurant and sometimes were not on the same shift. I came home after work one Saturday and found her pale and freaked out, standing in the middle of my room. She asked if I had heard that whistling. I looked at her like she had lost it, because of course I hadn't. She promptly left and swore that she heard loud, melodic whistling all around her before I had made my appearance. Fast forward a bit, being 35 now, I can't quite remember how long it took before I heard it myself. I was showering during the day on the weekend. We had a small window next to our shower that looked out onto the porch near the side door. As I was shampooing, I started to hear the mysterious, melodic whistle that she once described. I looked out of the window to see if anyone was out there, but saw no one. I hurried up, dried off, looked around the home to see if I could find anything or anyone, but with no success. It only lasted a few moments. I started praying, and it went away. Little did I know at the time, which was just the beginning. One night, I was up late, sneaking a phone call with my then boyfriend, when suddenly the cabinet doors started opening and slamming shut. I should mention that my bedroom was directly across from the kitchen. I always kept my door closed, so the fact that I could hear them slamming shut through the door was quite shocking. It was so loud that my boyfriend could hear it too. He was terrified that someone had broken in. He told me to stay quiet and to stay on the phone with him until I felt safe. Eventually it stopped after a few minutes and I somehow went to sleep. The next morning, I told my mom about it and asked if she had gotten up in the middle of the night. She said no. Our pup, who was old and normally needed to go potty at least once in the night, didn't even get up. She claimed that she never heard anything and basically told me I was crazy. After experiencing the whistling and slamming cabinets, I thought there was no way we could hear or see anything more. Unfortunately, I was very wrong. The weird interactions with my brother's cat, we're cat sitting for him, and random knocking on windows and doors, we happened to see something that was a bit out of this world. My friend and I were waiting to sneak out of the house to hang out with our friends. I do not condone this, and as life has it, learned my lesson by being arrested months later for sneaking out past curfew. As we were looking out of the same window, we saw this small troll-like figure run quickly and eerily through my backyard. We both flew back at the same time, her landing in my lap and me maniacally trying to comfort her while trying to make sense of what we just saw. Little did we know that our friends were directly beneath our window looking up at us as we reacted. They never saw anything, just screaming and knocking our blinds off the window. I still have no idea what that was and honestly feel fortunate that I only saw it once. I have quite a few other stories from different locations, so I'll be sure to share those as well. I currently live in Okinawa, in a tiny island just south of the mainland Japan. I didn't take long before we had our first experience here as well, so I can't wait to share that with you. Thank you for doing what you do. My son and I love to listen and have been inspired to share our stories as well. Warmest regards, Kayla. Thoughts on all of that?
Well, I did appreciate, in the middle of all that story, she gave a public service announcement about not sneaking out of your house. Mm-hmm. I thought that was nice. Don't do this. A troll-like creature, is that really freaks me out.
Yeah.
I don't know what that would be. But I do know if you saw something like that, it would be a total, what the hell was that? That would totally freak me out.
It's just a troll. We have them like squirrels over here.
Like, I think I could handle seeing, you know, and maybe it was, I don't know, because it seems like if it's nighttime, you might not have seen it really well. Maybe it was a child.
Well, you hear the troll type encounter things. And what would be scarier to you if the trolls were more like the Keebler elves and they were really tiny, like bird like size?
There was whistling going on
and lived in trees. Would you like that type of troll, or would you prefer more of the garden gnome size troll, where it could be the size of a very small child, but like a baby that can run?
Oh, that's freaky.
Yeah.
I don't like the baby that can run idea.
So you would rather have,
but. So think about it for a minute. The troll thing kind of goes with the whistling.
Yeah.
It seems like trolls would whistle. I don't know. I don't have any experience.
I think you know something that we don't know about trolls.
They whistle.
And how do you know that trolls can whistle, Carol?
I used to date one. Which makes me laugh just because that really could happen with my dating history.
Yes.
That's probably not much of a stretch. But I think that just would freak me out.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, we've heard a lot of crazy ass stories, but a troll, that's a new one for me.
I've heard, that's one I've heard like a handful of times. And people, like, they're not like literally saying that they believe it's a troll or a garden gnome or something. It's just like the only way they can describe what they saw. With some context, where it's like it was like that size and clearly like very fast, and I don't know, it's weird. And I like I said, I've only heard a handful of those over the course of the years, but they are bizarre. And I don't know, I mean, it almost like puts things into this context of, well, if that one's possible, you know, it's just, it's kind of scary to think about with something like that.
This is kind of interesting with the weird deer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, demon deer thing, and now a troll one. This is a very unusual episode you've put together.
And I didn't put it together on purpose. It's the show
doing
its thing.
They all just kind of do this themselves.
The show's doing its thing. That's because somebody that's going to need to hear this, and they're going to go, oh, I'm not alone on that. But no, I mean, that's funny. I did not plan this. We got a call. I have no idea what's on this call, but let's
we'll find out.
Maybe. Hi.
Hi, my name is Daniel Abbey. I am from Ontario, Canada. I have a story that is a little sad, actually, but it's very nice at the same time. So my grandmother had been diagnosed with congestive heart failure, and she passed away in early March of this year. Well, when she died, the day that I heard, like, I found out that she died, I saw two figures standing at the edge of my bed, and they were about 33 years old. And one was my grandfather. He passed away in 1986. And the other one was my grandma. And I knew who they were, and I saw them, and they both floated right in front of me. I saw them standing at the edge of my bed. I told my wife, I tried to get her attention. And she was still sleeping. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. And I saw them, and they were there 1 second and gone the next. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. It wasn't very frightening because I knew where they were and who they were. The other thing that I saw was when my wife was in labor, her great-grandmother had passed away the day that our daughter was born. And we were in the hospital room, and we saw a pink orb that was sitting on the chair. It sat on the chair, and then it flew up and out of the hospital room into another room, and then it was gone. And that's what I saw, and my wife saw it, and it wasn't frightening. It wasn't at all scary, but it was a very, very cool experience, and that was the end of it. That's all we saw. And I have a lot more stories. I'm probably going to call in again, but those are the two that I have for now. Thanks for taking the time. Bye-bye.
Well, I was hoping for maybe somebody turning into a demon deer or fox or marsupial of some sort. Yeah, but you ever get the marsupials, and they can be a little. I don't know. I've gotten some evil eyes from possums before.
I found one on my back porch the other day.
Alive?
It was.
Okay.
That's what I get for putting cat food out for the neighbor's cat. Get possums. Anyways, but it was kind of adorable, actually. But I wouldn't go outside, but I just watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that story, that one was beautiful. Like, you know, it's like a visitation and a look, we're here, we're okay sort of thing. And then they're having their baby and great grandma comes along, and I assume that would have been the grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
The stories like that, just, I don't know, they're powerful and meaningful. And,
yeah,
you know, especially when you need that, like after losing your grandma, and then to have that quick little visitation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, there's a sense of peace that comes with it.
Yeah.
Just, those are great.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you for sharing that one with us. 855-853-4802. Our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. And let's do one more call before we wrap up for today. And here's hoping for a marsupial reference in this next call.
Fingers crossed.
Hey, my name is Kylie, and I have a few little weird stories to speak about of the house that I used to live in. All my friends and I always felt like there was something weird about this house, and so we decided to actually record. And this type of ghost or spirit or whatever you would like to call it would never respond to anyone besides me. And one time we set up the recorder near my sister's closet in her room, and we actually have recordings of what this spirit have told us. I have multiple. I think I have two, and you can hear the spirit say, get out. You can hear the spirit say, go away. You can hear the spirit say, hey, loud and clearly. And ever since, this weird feeling has always been happening, and then sleep paralysis for me actually started to begin. I actually have a friend who was there with me when we caught all of this stuff, and I remember when I would sleep in my room and everything, that I would have these dreams, and I could hear stuff outside of my door in my sleep, and I know what this person looks like, and I never knew exactly what it was. But my family they all have stories as well that like happened to them, not just in the house, but like the prior house before us. And so I don't know if it's just like something that could be following my family. I don't know if it's something to do with like our old farmhouse. I don't know. I just have a lot of stories. So if you would like to hear more or have me go into more detail of my experiences, you're more than welcome to call me back.
So, yeah. Thoughts on that?
Well, in the middle of her getting to the real creepy part, I'm sitting here and my cat starts going, but I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I thought it was coming through my headphones, like as in from you.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell is that? And then I realized it's just my cat.
Yeah.
Adding a sound effect in my head. I don't know. That was a creepy story. But I also think that, you know, not everyone picks up on stuff.
Sure.
So, you know, it could be not necessarily that it's communicating with her. It's that she can pick up on stuff and not a lot of people can.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to hear some more stories, though. Like, is there, you know, an ongoing issue with talking with the dead or anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, or is it just this one kind of thing from this one communication?
Sure.
No, ongoing communication.
I think there's a lot of questions to be asked there, But very interesting story. Thank you for calling in and sharing that one with us on the program this evening. All right. Well, that's been an interesting show today, where we got to do the Northern accent and the intro we had got to rewrite in real time. So hope everybody enjoyed themselves.
That was the best intro you've ever done.
Yes. All right, everybody. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get the advanced episodes, the bonus episodes. It's all there for you. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.